Hey, good morning. It's a Wednesday, halfway through the week, 9 minutes past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. Bill Meyer with you. Winter is a coming. And unfortunately, a lot of kids from low-income families don't have adequate winter coats to keep them warm. And that's where you come in with your donation to the Salvation Army. Annette Bauer is Community Relations Director for the Salvation Army's Northern Division. That serves the Twin Cities, Greater Minnesota, and North Dakota. Good morning, Annette. How are you?
I am doing great.
It's so great to have you with us. You have this wonderful program going on, and it's, I know it's happening in the Twin Cities and other cold weather locations right now, and we want to invite our Faith Radio listeners to get involved. Tell us about the Coats for Kids program.
Well, it is a program where we collect gently used or brand new coats, and then we have a big, huge distribution in the Twin Cities area where parents can come in and they pick out just the perfect coat for their child. And part of that is we get volunteers involved, the Salvation Army staff is involved, to really be able to interact with the families, find out about them, you know, let them know, hey, this isn't a free coat. What this is our way to love you, to care about you. People from all over come, and that's really our goal, right? To be loving and kind, and maybe through those interactions, we really get to tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's our end game. But of course, with this cold weather, we want kids to be warm and we want kids to be safe. So that's really important. Physical needs are important, and that's what this is about. And of course, this is, we're talking right now about the Twin Cities, but listeners everywhere, rest assured, the Salvation Army in your neighborhood is collecting coats and will be giving those coats out soon or all throughout the winter.
Now, what's your goal in the Twin Cities? How many coats would you like to have, and how many do you have so far?
Well, we gave away 9,000 coats last year just in the Twin Cities. 9,000, all right? And part of that is because of Alaris Mortgage. What they did was they offered us $30,000 match for every dollar. They would match a dollar, and we can buy brand new coats for just $18. So when somebody would give us $18, Alaris would match that. We would get two coats. So that was amazing in itself. So this is really, the last couple of years are the first years that we've really been able to cover all the people that came in, because before we would have to close our shops. We open, so we're going to be collecting coats now through October 16th, so just through Sunday, at Cub Foods, our Kowalski markets in the Twin Cities area. You can drop coats off. We'll take hats, gloves, all that kind of stuff, drop those off. And then on October 27th, that's when we open 11 places throughout the Twin Cities for families to come. But right now, we want to have 10,000 coats, right, to make sure that we have enough so we're not sending people away and getting the right sizes in all those 11 shops. So we need more and more coats, and we've only got about 2,600 so far. So we have a long way to go through Sunday. I have to tell you, last year, in fact, two sisters came in to get coats for their families, and they got coats for the smaller kids. They couldn't find coats for their preteen boys, and they were still very grateful and very happy, and they were getting ready to leave. We were packing their stuff up and blessing them, and as they were walking out the door, here comes a volunteer with a big bag of coats, and she said, oh, I have coats here. Guess what was in there? Teen coats for boys. So it was such a blessing. Things like that happen all the time, but again, this is absolutely a physical need, but what we're trying to do is love people in the neighborhoods that are hurting and really saying to them, you matter. You matter to us. That's what this is all about. And that's what we want people to help us do, show people that they matter.
Give us a feel for some of the children that Salvation Army serves. What kind of family and home situations are they in it?
Oh, wow. You know, very, very tough situations. You know, a lot of times people think, oh, you know, the poor people, they just don't know Jesus. We've got to get out there and tell them about Jesus. I can tell you, after 19 years working with the Salvation Army, people who are in need have more faith than people who are CEOs of companies. They are putting their faith in God. And when we help them, so often they're saying to us, God sent you to me. God knew you would be here for me. But But some of these kids that we have, you know, parents, you know, well-meaning, wanting to do good, but trapped in things like alcohol, drugs, are just despair and a lot of mental illness. So these kids don't have a stable base many times. And so that they come into the Salvation Army, they're in very scary neighborhoods. I mean, Payne Avenue is one of the places in St. Paul that we're serving. And I will add, we have championship girls basketball team there. And also we started baseball and they won a championship. But people, there are actual murders across the street happening from our location. I mean, these kids can't imagine themselves successful. So when they come into the Salvation Army, we're trying to tell them, you matter, you are made in God's image, and you have potential. Let us help you see that potential. And you know what? That leaks into the family. They bring their families to come see them perform some kind of activity. And then the families can get involved. Now, understand, the Salvation Army is not just a social service agency. We are a church of Jesus Christ. So we preach the gospel every Sunday. We have Wednesday night programs like other churches. But throughout this, we're able to reach out and give people the good news. In fact, one of the things we do in our after-school programs is called Mission Literacy. We teach reading with Scripture.
Right.
And that has been very successful. So, again, scary neighborhoods a lot of times, and we're trying to be that stable place, not just for the kids, but for the whole family.
Well,
we're trying to be a place of refuge.
We love what you're doing and your chance to help out the Salvation Army through your donation of a coat, a new or gently used coat. And again, you can drop them off at the Cub Foods or Kowalski Markets locations through this weekend if you're in the Twin Cities and other Salvation Army locations and other cold weather cities doing the same thing. So you can contact your local Salvation Army. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Faith Radio. Welcome back. 18 past the hour. It's Faith Radio. Your chance to make a difference in the life of a child this winter through the Salvation Army with their Coats for Kids program. We're talking about what's happening in the Twin Cities. Faith Radio based in the Twin Cities, but wherever you might be listening, if you're in a cold weather area, cold weather city, the Salvation Army would love your donation of a coat to pass along to a child or even to an adult. So some, you know, adults are going to be shivering in the cold in just a matter of weeks. Annette, you're not shivering in the cold this morning, are you? Are you staying warm?
No, I am not shivering in the cold. I am definitely staying warm. So that's a blessing.
Annette Bauer is the Community Relations Director for the Salvation Army's Northern Division. They serve the Twin Cities, Greater Minnesota, and North Dakota, some very cold places. And through this Sunday, you can drop off your coat, new or gently used coat, in the Coats for Kids program. You can drop them off at Cub Foods, Kowalski's Market, I'm assuming at a Salvation Army center as well. The distribution is coming up. You know, one of the things, Annette, I think a lot of listeners may not realize is that the Salvation Army is actually a denomination. It's a Christian denomination. Tell us the history of the organization.
That's right. Well, that began in 1865 in London, England, with William and Catherine Booth. Now, William was an Methodist minister. And really, that was his intention, to start a church in London. And he went out to do that and started to see the poverty, the devastating poverty, and how people were treating one another. And with Catherine's leading, really, I mean, she was an amazing woman. And she's like, get out there. You can do it. God has a place for you. And he started preaching on the streets. And people weren't really listening, because he was saying, how can they believe that God loves them when people treat them so poorly, when they are being treated so horribly? So he started saying, I'm going to start helping these people. I'm going to raise them up and say, here's food, here's clothing, here's a job. You know, let me help you do these things. And that way, I can tell you about Jesus and his love for you. Well, people started being converted, and he said, now get into a church, go into a church. Well, in London, England at that time, there was a pew tax. You couldn't just hang out at church. You couldn't be in church. And the church was not welcoming these people who were in the gutter moments ago, right? So he thought, really? Okay, then I guess I'm going to have to do church. And it began as a mission where he started preaching. Soon it became the Salvation Army. The members of the church were Salvationists, and the officers of the church were the pastors. So he used a military jargon to, because that's what the people of the time understood there in London, England, because they were understood the military. So he used that. But basically, that's how it all began. And then it came to America in 1880, to Minnesota in 1886. We are right now in 127 countries. We preach the gospel in 160 languages.
That's stunning to me. I don't think people realize that the Salvation Army is also a missions organization.
Right. And it has a fascinating history. I love it to death. I just love it. You know, even the donut girls in World War I, I don't know if people realize the love for the donut in America came from the Salvation Army serving them to the men and the princes in France. And they came back and they said, hey, we want this fried dough that the Salvation Army was serving us over there. But Evangeline Booth, the daughter of William and Catherine, she became a leader in the Salvation Army. And I love her. She had so much gusto, and she went into General Pershing's office, and she's the one that got us on the front lines in World War I and said, nope, our boys are out there. We're going to be out there. She said, nope. You know, behind the lines, quite a bit behind. Nope, we're going to be on the front lines. That's where they are. She wouldn't leave his office until he said, okay. So, but that was a chance, of course, for ministry in those. Many of them were officers, so they were pastors. Many of them were women. So we had women pastors on the front lines in the war, in World War I, even sewing darning socks and things like that, praying with the men on the front lines, along with providing treats and things like that, writing letters home, reading letters, things like that, you know, being there in Christ's name. And really, isn't that what the church is all about?
It's a great history, and the ministry is also involved in disaster relief. Some people may not realize this. You've been in Haiti now for many years. You helped tremendously with the earthquake there, and I'm assuming now, given your presence in Haiti, helping out with the hurricane disaster relief.
Absolutely, yes. We've been in Haiti since 1950. We have a clinic, we have a hospital, we have a school, we have many worship and community centers there. But again, working with the people, indigenous people, and helping them to see they can recover. We need to get resources to them, of course, in times of disaster, but really giving them the strength and the skill sets and things like to help their fellow man there, and to really, again, be the love of Jesus Christ on the ground. And that's really what we are throughout the world, the United States, even, you know, when we're talking about Haiti, of course, with hurricane relief. We're doing the same in the southern states. One of the things that we do is we have these mobile kitchens to give people an idea. They kind of look like an ambulance with a kitchen inside. And we provide food and water and things like that wherever people are working. So right now, it's in a recovery. They're starting to do those kind of things. We're going to provide supplies. But driving up, and we call it the Ministry of Presence. So our pastors and trained chaplains are there. So as they're giving people food, they're offering prayer. And I will tell you, nobody says no to prayer at a time of stress like this. And we're able to love them and just to be there and listen to them. Tell me, how are you doing? How are you doing? And sometimes people, you know, they are busy working and they think, I can't stop. I have so much. And then just a touch says, yep, just sit with me. Can you just sit with me a little bit and let them decompress and then take some time? And so the disaster relief has been, the Salvation Army started that in 1900 when they responded to a Texas hurricane. And it's been ever since that this is a time of great stress in people's life. One of the times, I think you mentioned in a little commercial earlier about most of the time people are accepting Christ at a young age. But in times of high stress, right, we know that people are open to the gospel.
That's right.
And this is one of those high stress times. So let us be there and let us love people, and the Holy Spirit will make them open to whatever we have, and that we can preach that word into their lives and show them the word of God in their life.
Annette, we appreciate so much what you and the Salvation Army are doing. We want to mention, of course, the Bell Ringer program coming up here before Christmas. And you can always use volunteers. If folks want to get involved in that, they could just contact their local Salvation Army office, sign up to be a bell ringer, and collect donations for the Salvation Army to help those folks right in their local community with rehabilitation programs and housing and kids after school. So many great things the Salvation Army is involved in. So, Annette, thank you so much for your time and for your commitment to serving God.
Oh, and thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. Have a great day.